Good morning. I wasn't there last night. How did it come out? So is anybody here for the first time this morning? Okay. All right. So I have a few announcements before we get started. As you can see, Sandy is not here this morning. She was called away unexpectedly on, I think, Tuesday. Actually, yesterday or something, and maybe it was Monday. I forget. It's been a busy, crazy week at my house. Anyway, so she wishes so much to have been here, but this is something that she had to do. Her and Mike had to leave town really quickly. So anyway, I am here to fill in for just a few minutes. So just a few announcements, though, before we get started is next week. This is the last week we are in. We're doing the last chapter of the book, of our homework book, right? Lesson 11 or so. And so today will be the last time you get to be in a small group covering this topic. So you're going to have a longer small group today, which I think would be awesome. Next week, though, is a potluck. So I invite you all to bring one of your favorite foods, breakfast foods, sweets. Make sure it's not all sweets, you know. Not all sweets. And we're going to have some all the food in the back, and we're going to have an extended time of just fellowship. We realize that, you know, you come here and, you come and then worship starts, and so your chatter stops and you're in the Word, and then you go to your small groups and it's not chat time there either. It's like, let's talk about what we've learned and how we could breathe into one another's lives and stuff. And so we want to focus a little bit on fellowship next week. And so we're going to have the room a little bit different, and we're going to have the food. We are going to have worship. And pray Sandy will be here. So I know she wants to share her heart with you and just, you know, get back connected. And so let's pray her in here next week. And next week, the books are new books. So next week will be like, you know, worship and fellowship. But our next book, 2 Thessalonians workbook, it'll look just very similar to what you have, will be available for purchase next week. Come prepared with $10 so you can go home and do your homework. Because then the following week, we're getting into chapter 1 and going over homework. So pass that on to your friends, leaders, pass that on to all of your groups. Email them, let them know. Come prepared. And then also, you've heard me say it again, and you'll hear me say it, like, for the next few months, mark your calendars. The women's retreat's coming up May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It is such a good time to just come and just sit before the Lord. It's like a time of rest. It's a time of just soaking in His Word and talk about fellowship. It's just a time to make new friends and to rekindle ones that you have going, but life just gets in the way. And it's beautiful out at the Marietta Bible College. It's beautiful. And we just have a really sweet time. And so I encourage you to start saving now. And if you would, let's turn in our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians 5. I did my homework, and I just picked out two little nuggets that I wanted to share with you this morning that the Lord was speaking to me, and I just thought we should just remember. It's stuff that probably you've already have got from your homework, but I just thought maybe we can just go over that. So let's read verses 23 through 28. It says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read to all of the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." Sometimes those the last part, you're like, yada, 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 okay, next, okay? And there he's just closing out his letter. And I just thought that that verse 23 talks about sanctification. And I just thought that was like one of the most important words in this section is the sanctification. And the sanctification process takes a lifetime. He is at work setting us apart from who? The world, right? So we're going to be set apart from them. You know, I thought of how he lines up the sheep and the goats, and they're separated. And so it's the same thing. We are separated. We are a peculiar people. We are different. We are different than the world. And so he is setting us apart. And this doesn't happen overnight, right? And so I was thinking, I mean, he uses different circumstances in our lives to set us apart, to work that sanctification in us. That, and oftentimes he has to take things out of us before he sticks things into us. And that is painful sometimes, right? It's uncomfortable. It is not pretty. It's not graceful. Doesn't sound good. It's tearing us apart sometimes because our flesh and our spirit have like want to try to like intermingle and knit themselves together, and it's like it shouldn't be. And so God is continuously ripping those things apart. But this verse is like, I feel like there's no wiggle room in this verse. He gives these words that stood out to me, okay? So he says, now may the God of peace himself, first of all, not may the peace of God, you know, go over you, but the God of peace himself sanctify you. And that word completely stood out. Sometimes there are things in my life that I'm thinking, oh, Lord, this is, I don't know if you can uproot that. I mean, it just seems no matter how much I pray, it seems like no matter how much my husband points it out to me, like it just seems to just never go away. And you're thinking it might be untouchable for God, but he says it's that he can sanctify us completely, nothing left out. It says that may your whole spirit, soul, and body. Okay, your whole spirit, soul, and body. So oftentimes we think that God wants to sanctify just our spiritual mess of a body. You know, maybe just the spiritual part. But it's not. It's our spirit, soul, and body. And so so thinking back to that sanctification process when it's kind of uncomfortable and hurt and painful and frustrating, like it, okay, now we know it's frustrating and hurtful on every level, so like, ouch on all those levels, right? And it happens in every single one of us. We have such good eyes at what's going on in our own body when it's uncomfortable and when it's frustrating, when it's like you feel like naked and you've just gotten pruned and you're just like this twig of a tree with no leaves and no beauty, beautiful blossoms. You're just naked and you're just like, you feel out of place and not like, I don't know, all belonging or whatever. And we know so much when that's happening to us because it's in our journal. It's what we pray about. It's what we feel. It's what we've got going on in our hearts and our heads. But it's happening to everybody at the same time. And I think that that is why in verse 8 it says, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. We are professionals at accepting grace for ourselves. We are professional at that. Thank you. I needed that. Didn't realize I needed that. Oh my gosh. Awesome. I love to receive. My arms are, you know, thank you, Lord. But how good are we at dispensing it? How good are we at dispensing grace to others that are going through the same hard sanctification process at times? We're not very good. We're not very good at it because it rubs us the wrong way. Someone bit our head off this morning or cut us off or whatever it might be. You know, you set out to be nice or to be friendly and we get just someone was mean to us, you know, and we're just like, oh my gosh, let me give you a piece. Do you know how that made me feel? I'll tell you. I'm going to do it in love. I'll speak the truth in love, you know? Okay, because you know. Okay, because you know. But why shouldn't we? We should be mindful. And I think we are so good at that because we have lost we forgot how much grace we have received in that moment. In that moment. Because if we could remember how much we have been given grace and forgiveness and all the things we have received from the Lord and the stuff that He's already done and is doing and is faithful to complete, we would allow that to happen in other people's lives as well. For instance, I was a drug user, heavy drug user for a number of years of my life. And so and that doesn't go away. Like that is so like, I know me. And so when I meet another drug user, I quickly can like see, I understand. You know, I have this, a little bit more of an understanding, grace. You're going to mess up and you're going to mess up again. And it's hard to clean up. You have to get unwound before you get straight. And I get it. And whereas maybe someone who doesn't get that at all, they're like, there's no patience for that. You know, you walk the straight and narrow. This is the rule and, you know, done. And so, so God has given us, and we've all experience different things in that sanctification process, I think because the same comfort we have been given during all of that process, we ought to be giving up to others. But we forget. We just forget. And so sometimes it is so important to take a look back, take an inventory of the things God has done in our lives, that the process that has taken, the big milestones maybe that we have reached with the Lord in our walk, that the cleanup process, we are all a mess, but we are all very cleanupable, right? And so we need to, don't get too far away from really who you are and where you came from, because that same person is right next to you. And if you remember truly where you came from and really who you are without Christ, then you would have more grace for those that are going through the same process right next to us. Okay? So that was just like one little nugget that I got from the homework. So I'm going to leave it at that. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, that Jesus, the more we're in it, the more we can live the way you want us to live, Lord, you want us to write it on our hearts so that we won't sin against you. And memorize it, Lord. I think of Johanna and her passion for memorizing scripture. God, I pray that that would be our desire, is to memorize it, Father. And if we have a hard time memorizing it, then we better just be reading it every day. So that we can, and then pondering it, Lord, and meditating on it, Lord, and how it all works together. Lord God, we wanna be available and open for you to do your work in us, but I know that I can get in the way of you work in another person. And so I want the very same milestones that I want to get in my life with my walk. I want to see other people get to those milestones as well. So, Lord, I pray that we would go forward and not hinder that work, that we would be somebody that could help in situations like that. And I know that help comes in the form of grace more often than whipping that whip and telling where people where they have failed or where they have hurt, God. And I know that there is a time and a place for everything, Father, but I pray, God, that you would look down at Horizon Christian Fellowship, and you would look down at the ladies that are in this Renew Bible study, and that you would look down and see a women that are gracious and that are helpful and encouraging to one another. Would you mold and shape us together, knit our hearts together? We are sisters in Christ. We are family. God, we are a team. I just try to tell my kids that, Lord, they need to be nice to each other. And we're teammates. And if one is struggling, help them, God. And so, God, I pray that we would be one another's biggest fans, Father, in our walks of faith, God. Show us, point out somebody, Lord, that you want us to come alongside and encourage this week, God. Bless our small groups. I pray that you would continue your work, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.